You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Wednesday, March 6th, as it is time for our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Jake Solberg from the Crookston Parks and Rec. And Jake, how are you doing today?
Good, yourself?
Doing well, and it's been a very busy month, but let's first start with what's going on at the pool.
Our pool hours came out. We put them out this month for the new, or last week for the new month. So just wanted to go over, kind of recap Monday through Friday. We do have lap swim, aqua aerobics. We do have homeschool and open swim from 2 to 4 on Fridays only, and then we do have a lap and open swim from 6 to 8. We are open from 10 to 2 for our open swim on Saturdays. And then we have a block, like a party rental block, from 2 to 6 on Saturdays. So, and then we're closed Sundays. So everything is on our Facebook page. So if there's any questions or concerns, you can obviously call us as well. But just kind of wanted to go over and look over the pool and let everyone know our hours for the month. So.
All right. Well, and over at the CSC, it has been very busy over the last month or so.
Yeah, it's been quite the experience, I tell you what. So it's been a good month. We started off with in February with hosting some sections for the high school girls. On the 10th of February, so we had four teams come in and play, and then Thursday, February 15th, we had our section final. And if you weren't there, it was packed. It was a packed house, and it was just great to see people come together and at the CSC. So it was quite, the outcome wasn't the greatest, but the experience I think the girls had and our young athletes and young kids in our community and things like that was fantastic. So it was good, great to be a part of it. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure for your staff, too, that's a very unique setting to have, especially with how full it was and that lively environment.
Yes, our staff did a fantastic job, so kudos to them and thank you for them. We had a lot of compliments, too, with how our staff ran things, the cleanliness of our building, our ice, and everything else. So it was a great experience from top to bottom. So,
what went into the preparation for not just that day, but also the section semifinals, too, with the back-to-back games?
We turned down our heat a little bit in the building, and then we kind of shut off a pump to the blue, so everything was pumping to the main. So everything got set up pretty quick, as far as how our ice temperatures adapted to that. So just a little bit of preparation, but all in all, it turned out really well. Besides edging and shaving and things like that to kind of get your ice level as best you can. So there's a lot of prep, the whole week leading up to that Saturday, and then again from that Saturday to that Thursday. So kudos to my staff, like I said, everyone that took part of that did a fantastic job. So
yeah, there's a lot of behind the scenes work that a lot of people that, they don't get to see it, or they might not even be aware of what all goes on to run, not just an event like that, but all the other tournaments that you guys are running at the CSC over the past month and even throughout the entire winter.
Yes. A lot of ice preparation as far as during the week. Sometimes we close one rink down because we're getting things ready for the weekend. So as far as, it comes to ice shaving and measuring and edging and, cleaning boards, cleaning glass, things like that, it's just a lot of prep. So it was a good outcome, though. It was a fun to be a part of, and it's good to see that we had a lot of out-of-town people come to our community and come to our gas stations and restaurants and things like that. So it was great.
Yeah, all around a very successful, and that was just one tournament. You guys have had many, many tournaments ever since we last had you on, even.
Yeah, we've had a few. We had some in January from our Invitational Youth Tournaments, and then February we had the semis and the finals, and then we had our Might Jamboree, which we brought roughly 20 teams in, 21 teams. So I scheduled 33 games for just on a Saturday. So there was a lot of people in our community from Fargo and Grand Forks and East Grand Forks and Thief River and just kind of around the area. So February 24th was that weekend, and then we end of the hockey season. We ended with our district tournament here last weekend. So congratulations to all the winners. And Crookston 10UB, they won their district championship. So it's great for those girls and those coaches. You know, it's a big celebration. It's a big achievement throughout the year when you can win your district tournament. So especially at, you know, 11 years old, 10 years old, whatever you are. So congratulations to them. And yeah, it was a good weekend, you know, busy. 15 games, 18 games, 15 teams came to our district tournament this year. So kudos again to all the staff and everyone that was involved. So all the parents and everything. So it was a good year at the CSC. And you can't do that without the community support that we have, and everyone from concessions to working the rink to hanging up posters to whatever they're doing. So just a big shout out to everyone that was involved this year with our in our hockey community. So thank you.
Has there been any challenges, especially with the ice, with the warmer weather that we've seen outside? Does that affect the CSC inside?
You know, a little bit. Yeah, there's some challenges. We've kind of learned to overcome that as far as what to do with certain pumps and things like that we have, you know, behind the scenes. So, you know, we took care of that during some tournaments. We kind of found out through the end of the year, you know, how to do that. So it turned out well.
And the CSC, it's not done hosting things, though.
No, it's not. We got a few more events coming up this month. So this weekend, this Saturday, Sunday, the doors will open at 5 p.m. for on Saturday for the ice show. That's going to start at 6 o'clock. So doors open at 5, and then Sunday the showtime starts at 2, so the doors will open up at 1 o'clock. So it's our big ice show, end-of-the-year ice show for all our figure skaters. So if you want to come to the CSC and watch, that'd be great. So there's they got pictures and rehearsals, and they're going to be decorating all week. So yeah, it's going to be a big event. So 6 o'clock start Saturday, this weekend. So,
and, are there tickets?
You know, I do not believe so. I don't have an answer for that. Actually, I don't know. So I don't think so, but, if you have questions, just call our Park and Rec, and Andrea can help you with that. So,
all right. So the ice show coming up this weekend. Again, the dates and times.
Saturday starts at 6, and then Sunday starts at 2, and the doors open up 1 hour before the ice show.
All right, and will there be like concessions and stuff as well?
Yep, concessions will be there. Yes.
All right, so should be another great event that the CSC is hosting.
And then last, we will be hosting the CYBA again as well. I do not have a schedule in front of me, but they'll be hosting the 23rd and 24th, I believe, of March. Let me just double-check my calendar here. Yes, Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of March will be the CYBA tournament at the CSC. So, yes.
Yeah, so that'll be an exciting event as we make the transition to basketball over there.
Yes, yes. It's kind of nice to have a multi-purpose facility like that. So we'll take out the event rink here come Sunday, and then we'll put down our basketball floors, and we'll have open gym and things like that at the CSC. But that leads up to, yep, the basketball tournament. That's kind of our last kickoff, last thing in the CSC for the spring. So, yeah.
How long does it take to make the transition from going to hockey to basketball?
We just did it this week. Sunday we took out the gold rink, and we're laying turf in today. So, you know, a couple days to take out the ice and then clean your floor and put things away and then get your stuff down. So a couple days, 2-3 days to transition. So it's not too crazy.
That's good. And then what's going on with the turf area?
They'll be putting in turf. Well, they're putting in turf as we speak right now. So that will be used for, we have our spring high school sports starting Monday. So the high school boys baseball can start throwing. And then the girls softball will be starting practice that week. So, and then we'll roll into golf as well, which will start March 18th. So they'll be taking over the turf, you know, until they can get outside. So roughly it's, you know, roughly a month, depending on the year. But, you know, the weather we're having now, they might be out there in April. Who knows? So
they might be out there next week. Oh, who knows?
Who knows? I mean, that'd be great. You know, getting outside for our spring sports is always a plus. So
Yeah, and that'll be a nice transition for you guys as you transition into the spring and the summertime, especially yep. with all the activities that you guys will having, and also the Fun Finder that will be updated fairly soon.
Yep, yep. So we will be things will be ready for sure by April 1st. But look ahead here, looking at possibly opening up some of our youth baseball and youth softball registrations. A little bit earlier than normal, for the simple fact of just getting our numbers ready to go for our leagues that we're in. So just kind of look ahead here. We'll send out information to you guys here at KROX, and then it'll be on our Facebook page, and we'll email everyone from last year that we have for contacts and things like that. But just kind of to be aware, spring is coming, or spring is almost here, so the Fun Finder will be coming out. But yeah.
And what's the website that people can use to
It's our crookston.mn.us on our Park and Rec right now. So.
All right. And yeah, we'll be looking forward to that as, looks like we could already have some spring weather right. and some spring activities right now.
Yep.
So that'll be coming up in a little bit. And you said you'll be opening up for baseball and softball.
Yep, just looking into it. I'm going to talk with Andrea. We're going to actually go over some things tomorrow morning. We got a meeting scheduled together. So I'm just kind of looking at ideas of potentially just opening up maybe a couple weeks prior to the Fun Finder for just a couple certain different sports, just because I need to get the numbers for the leagues that we're in. Yeah, but everything will be, like I said, posted on our Facebook page, our website, and then obviously we'll talk to KROX and get, hopefully you guys can put them on your website as well and bulletin board. So the word will be out.
All right. Well, we'll be awaiting the word. And any job openings for the spring and the summer?
Oh, yes. We are always looking for people to hire. So looking at, having some mowers come by this summer and hopefully help out and work on a mow crew. You got to be 18 to be operate a mower, but we're looking to hire roughly 4 to 6 seasonal staff to just mow. We have 400 acres of grass that we mow in the summer, so we're looking for a dire need help there. Park maintenance as well, and that could be anything from building projects to working at the Rayak and Complex, things like that. So always looking for help there. And then coaching's a big thing. Looking for baseball coaches at the Legion, the Babe Ruth, the 12U, the 11U, the 10U, the 9U, all that. Just skills and drills, everything. So if you're interested in want to coach baseball and softball, please contact us right away at our Park and Rec office, and then umpires as well, adult softball umpires, youth baseball umpires, things like that. So there's plenty to do. We'll be updating our website with the job openings. So we'll get them out on our website as soon as possible. So
anything else that's on your mind on today's Valley Talk program?
That's all I got today. It was pretty quick.
Yeah, it flew by. kind of like the winter. Flew by.
That's right.
All right. Well, Jake, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program. Look forward to chatting with you down the road.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you having me, and take care and have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. As that was Jake Solberg from the Crookston Parks and Rec here on today's Valley Talk program.